Good morning, everyone. It's me, your favorite little kitty cat, on this Saturday morning. I woke up early at 3 o'clock. I'm still awake. But at least I'm back in bed. So 3 o'clock, I don't know if some of you know. I was always told it was the devil's hour. So I went online, and I saw on this group that I did not join voluntarily, but I got two notifications via Facebook. The group is called Snapvine Cyberbullies, or something to that effect. Never really paid much attention to it till now. Former members of Snapvine, Vern Daddy posted some videos about the Geraldo Rivera show back in the 80s, a series called Exposing Satan's Underground. In response or something to another former member of Snapvine, who's on the opposite side of the Christianity. When I talked to Greg on my podcast, he never admitted to being a Satanist. He admitted to being an atheist. But anyway, these videos got me thinking. Back in the 80s, boy, that was 30-some years ago, 32 years ago. 83, something like that. All these children were talking about being sexually molested and being abused in satanic rituals. The question is, where are they now? How are they functioning? Are they productive citizens? Did they write books about their traumatic lives? And why don't we hear more about Satanism in society? Why are the Satanists so quiet? Where are all the doomsday cults? It's 2012. I have yet to hear any about any. And that whole Satan thing, I just think it was a fad back in the 80s. Maybe I've become just blissfully numb to everything that's going on around me, having that I just don't care attitude. Religion, I think everybody has their viewpoint, everybody has their opinion, and you know what they say about opinions. I don't try and shove my beliefs down people's throats because I don't want them doing it to me. I will listen to people talk about their faith and their religion and their experiences. And the other thing too, back in the 80s, I remember meeting people that wanted to convert me. Almost every day. I remember being asked that question, if you were to die today, where would you go spend eternity? And now, I think, I don't care, I'm dead. I'm starting to even doubt having a soul or a spirit, or we just have a consciousness. As my man-child says, you know, we are self-aware. Well, that's pretty much it. I don't believe in ghosts anymore. I'm having problems with my faith, as everybody knows. But I want to know where all the Satanists are. Did pedophiles just use that whole Satanist thing, the devil made me do it back in the 80s, as a cover-up for molesting children? Where are all the rock bands that worship Satan like they did in the 80s? Want to know. Cats are curious, and I'm curious. So tell me. Are they? Why is everybody so quiet?